Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. No theological or philosophical position makes less scientific, logical, or scriptural sense than the theory of evolution, any theory of evolution. The scientific evidence which would be necessary to establish the truth of evolution has been elusive from the beginning of the human race. Many scientists, philosophers, and even theologians have diligently sought to prove man's animal ancestry. But they have failed miserably, and always will. The material universe did not come into existence by chance. Man did not develop from the lower animals. There is not a shred of evidence to establish the truthfulness of evolution. It is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the human family. There is only one way of explaining the universe's existence, and it is stated simply and beautifully in the very first verse of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. But was it God the Father or God the Son who created the world and all things therein? The question may seem impertinent, but I assure you it is not. What did the Apostle John mean when he wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." John 1:1-4. Did John actually say that all things were made by Christ, and without Him was not anything made that was made? Does that not make Him the creator of the world, including man? The church at Colossae was experiencing some problems because of false teachers. The members were being confused over the nature of deity, especially about Jesus Christ. Paul sought to remove any doubts about who Jesus was by writing, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Colossians 1:15-17. When Paul said all things were created by Him, does he leave out anything? Maybe he created a few simple creatures and then allowed them to develop along evolutionary lines. The very idea is preposterous. According to both John and Paul, Jesus created all things. In addition, they were created for Him. He was the power behind the creation and the goal of creation. The Hebrew writer speaks of Christ as our prophet. God has, in these last days, spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the world. Hebrews 1:1-2. My friends, we have a Savior who can save to the uttermost those who come unto Him. If He can create the world, surely He can save His creatures when they respond in faith and obedience. How can anyone refuse to believe in Him and to obey His word? But not only did Christ create the world and all things therein, He also keeps the world operating. Paul wrote concerning Jesus, "By Him all things consist." Colossians 1:17. The word "consist" literally means to cohere, to stick together. The Hebrew writer affirms that Jesus upholds all things by the word of His power. Hebrews 1:3. Do you understand the significance of this great truth? We have a Savior who made the world and who can save us regardless of our sin. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.